And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Our mission is clear: to demonstrate the seriousness of NATO's purpose so that the Serbian leaders understand the imperative of reversing course, to deter an even bloodier offensive against innocent civilians in Kosovo, and if necessary, to seriously damage the Serbian military's capacity to harm the people of Kosovo.
I deeply regret that in spite of all the efforts made by the international community, the Yugoslav authorities have persisted in their rejection of a political settlement which would have halted the bloodshed in Kosovo and secured an equitable peace for the population.
We have no quarrel with the people of Yugoslavia, who for too long have been isolated in Europe because of the policies of their government. Our actions are directed against the repressive policy of the Yugoslav leadership.
The air defense system in Yugoslavia is very capable, and it poses a considerable threat to NATO aircraft involved in the operation. And although at this point we have no indication of casualties to U.S. or NATO forces, we're continue to take all measures to reduce the risk to our pilots and air crews. But there's no such thing as a risk-free military operation.
While negotiators tried for peace, the Yugoslav army launched a force of more than 300 tanks, backed by hundreds of artillery pieces and armored personnel carriers, to crush the Kosovar Albanians. NATO could not allow President Milosevic to use the peace talks as a cover for his savage plunder.
If President Milosevic will not make peace, we will limit his ability to make war.